How'd the Hanes tournament? We'll start with that one first. How'd it go for you?
Yeah, you know, it actually went a lot better than we kind of started off. You know, it's kind of been a rough season so far, just getting the kids into the groove. And, you know, Friday night we won fairly easily, but we just weren't clicking. And then Saturday we had a really tough team against the Hayes Thunder and ended up losing that one 8-4. And then the second one on Saturday, we lost to the Lady Legends 10-6. So, I mean, they weren't bad losses. It just seemed like right when the kids kind of felt it, the game was over. So then we got put into a pretty good pool on Sunday and won with a big win right off the bat. But to go back a little bit, we sat the kids down Sunday morning and we just told them, you know, this is your game. I've got a great group of athletes and we have all the pieces. And it was just all they needed to do was put that puzzle together. So they ended up doing it for a Sunday, and it was awesome. But, yeah, won all three on Sunday, and that put us first in our bracket and fourth overall out of 16-12U teams. So I was pretty happy and proud of them. I mean, they did great.
And some of those early losses, like you said, were really close. Could sound like it could have went either way.
Yeah, and that Hayes Thunder, they were a great team. I mean, we knew they were going to be good, and they actually won the whole tournament. So I guess if you're going to lose, you might as well lose to the first place, you know, winner. So it was a good weekend for softball, for sure.
And that's one of those tournaments, being in Kansas, that's probably the only time you'll see those teams probably the rest of the summer, won't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's our one and only trip down to Hayes this year, and actually our first trip to Hayes. I mean, I've been with this team since we were 8U, and you know, we've never went to Hayes before. So it was the first time the girls got to play on that turf, and it was an amazing complex. And yeah, it was pretty neat.
That was my next question. What'd you girls think, and what'd you think of that the turf fields?
The girls actually loved it. Our first game Friday, it was an evening game. I think it was 5:30 or something. And it was a little more humid down there. And, I mean, you walk out on that field, and it just felt like 20 degrees hotter on that turf. So that was the only reason I wasn't digging it, but the girls loved sliding on it. I mean, they loved running on it. It was kind of neat. They didn't have to worry about those balls in the infield taking a weird bounce and going sideways on them. I mean, it was just it was a cool complex. So it was nice to experience that this year.
And this is not your first tournament. You've had some others, but and I'm sure girls are improving each and every tournament. You're seeing that, and I'm sure some of those previous tournaments, you had some pretty good teams to deal with, didn't you?
Yeah, we really did. I mean, we've got a lot of good competition in this area. Yeah, we did the Optimus tournament. This is our third tournament, and right now I'm drawing a blank on the other one, but we've had some good teams to play. And like I told the kids, I mean, if they play their ball, it's going to be hard to beat us. And they finally proved that to themselves on Sunday. I mean, they came out, they were hyped all day long. I don't know how they pulled that off, but, you know, they were loud all three games, and they were just clicking. And you can tell. I mean, I think out of all three games, as far as I can remember, we only had one error. And that was just pretty amazing. I mean, they just clicked and played well together, and that's what we've been trying to tell them. I mean, when they're on their game and they play well together, they can't be beat.
What's the next tournament now for you?
Actually, we're going to districts on Friday. We have a district game in Hastings Friday evening at 5:30, and then we'll have to play on Saturday. So, yeah, we had enough teams sign up for state this year that they said we were going to have to play districts. So we'll do that this weekend, and then I don't have my schedule sitting in front of me right now, but we'll have the firecracker to end the season, and we have one more tournament in between there. But this weekend and state, the last weekend in June, and then we'll finish up with the firecracker that 6th and 7th of July. So
I still think that's really crazy that districts are already here the second week of June already.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird schedule how they work that out. But, I mean, we'll try it out. We haven't done state before, so we haven't played district. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're just going into it like it's another tournament, and we play our best and see what happens. So,
Well, I'm sure some great young ladies, they love the game of softball, play hard for each and every game, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's fun to see how excited they get, you know, especially when they're on. And that's, you know, with Sunday, their bats were on. I think that second game we played on Sunday, there was only one girl that struck out. Otherwise, they hit the whole time. So it's fun when the bats are on and they're, you know, we're aggressive. We like to create chaos, and if we can get an extra base under us, we're going to do that. And we like to run, so I got a lot of fast girls and a lot of smart girls, and they know how to play that game.